Evangeline Paxton stared at the man who'd surprised everyone in the lead detective's office by jumping up and speaking so unexpectedly. Mark Johnson had practically yelled that he was half crazy in love with her, the emphasis being on crazy. She couldn't bear to look at his moony eyes any longer and turned away to enter the hotel. She sighed all the way down to her toes. Well, she'd done it now. She'd married him. Just temporary, Archie Gordon, the lead detective in the Pinkerton agency in Denver, had said. How temporary is what Evangeline wanted to know. Then again, she needed the job with the Pinkertons. If there'd been any other way, she'd have refused. But she needed the Pinkerton badge, and marriage to Mark Johnson was the only way to get it. Mark's steps signaled he was close behind her. Before reaching the hotel clerk, she shut her eyes for a moment, turned, and confronted him. I want to stay in my own room tonight. Married or not, I hope you'll honor my wishes. She looked into his eager, hazel eyes, and somewhere in the back of her mind noted that the man was handsome. Mark cocked his head. Temporary and with limitations, I know. You said it often enough at the agency. He gave her a weak smile. I won't force my way on you. I love you, Evangeline. His eyes were bright and adoring. Then he walked to the desk and ordered two rooms from the clerk. By the amused look on the hotel clerk's face, Evangeline believed the man had been privy to many of Archie's unplanned marriages before. Mark took the two keys and turned to her. Let's go. Not wanting to see Mark's doting face any longer, she again turned away from him and walked toward the stairs. She turned to him. What rooms?
I'll take room 15.
He handed her a key.
You can have room 17.
She took the key and nodded. We can talk about the case tomorrow. Archie gave you the folder. She stumbled against the bottom step of the stairs and almost fell, and would have if Mark hadn't grabbed her arm and held her. Evangeline stiffened, regained her balance, and pulled out of his grasp. Nevertheless, she did turn to him and thank him, briefly, but she owed him that. She quickly navigated the rest of the steps and ran to her room. With nervous fingers, she tried to shove the key into the lock. Mark's steady hand took the key from her, unlocked the door, and opened it.
I told you I wouldn't bother you. When you can love me back, then we'll stay in the same room. You don't have to fear me.
She swung around to face him. I am not afraid. Mark grinned and touched her cheek.
I think you are. I think you're afraid of having feelings for a man.
You don't know me, Mark Johnson. Not at all. She braced herself and stood as tall as she could, feeling much like a rabbit before a wolf. I'm tired. Please excuse me. She grabbed the door and swung it hard to close behind her. Mark caught the door and held it open.
Sweet dreams, Evangeline, or should I say, Mrs. Johnson. I'll stop by in the morning and pick you up for breakfast. The train leaves at 10.
She nodded. I'll be awake and dressed. He looked at her with that lovesick gaze that reminded her of a puppy and jerked the door from his hand. She didn't slam it, but she did shut and lock the door in his face. She leaned her head against the wood and imagined him on the other side, waiting for her to change her mind. Evangeline whispered, "I will not change my mind, Mark Johnson." Tired, yet fueled with worry and fear, she changed into her nightclothes and slipped between the sheets on the bed, then looked at the window and realized it wasn't even 7 o'clock yet. Still, she didn't know what else to do. To stay up meant more time with Mark. She thought about the case they were on. Mr. Gordon hadn't gone into great lengths to tell them about it, but she was relieved to know it would be in southern Wyoming and northern Colorado. A gang is working the stage lines between Cheyenne to the west and Laramie to the north. That's about all she remembered Archie saying. Why the passengers weren't taking the train puzzled her. Yet Mark had explained that the stage serviced smaller towns along the way. She laid against the pillow and studied the scar on her arm. How long ago? 10 years? Sam had saved her life that day, and she owed him. She'd already seen the ad by the Pinkertons when she'd gotten his letter. Her brother's predicament and the opportune ad gave her the idea. She was smart. How hard could it be to do detective work anyway? But she needed the badge to help her brother. Evangeline glanced at the door. She had one chance to convince Mark to help her. She recalled the lovesick looks he'd sent her way the first time they'd met in Archie's office. It was that look that gave her hope that she could use him.